Big Claus and Little Claus. One of Grandpa Edwin Marion Whiting's favorite stories. Reprinted from The Whiting Tree, January 1952. Once there were two men who were neighbors. One was named Big Claus and the other Little Claus. Big Claus had three fine fat horses. Little Claus had just one poor skinny horse. One day Little Claus went over to Big Claus. "Can't I please borrow your horses to plow my field?" he asked. "My old horse is too poor to pull the plow." "Well," answered Big Claus, "you can take them, but don't you ever call them your horses." So Little Claus agreed and took them home. While he was plowing his field, he saw some friends going by. He just couldn't resist, so he called loudly, "Get up, my three horses." The friends heard him and so did Big Claus, so he came right over. "I heard you call them your horses. Now I'm going to kill your horse." So he did. Little Claus sadly skinned his horse and tacked the skin on the barn to dry. He was poor and decided to go to town and sell the hide. He went to the storekeeper, "Will you buy my horse hide?" "No," was the reply. He was tired and hungry. He started home, but was so weary that when he saw a barn he decided to rest there for the night. He could see the kitchen window, where the lady of the house was setting a fine table, turkey, pie, cake, sauce and so many delicious foods, that as Little Claus looked on his empty stomach reminded him again and again that he was very, very hungry. A man sat down and started to eat, and Little Claus realized it was a neighbor man and not her husband. He saw the husband drive up to the barn. While he put away his horse, Little Claus saw the lady hurry the other man out the back door and put all the food into the oven. The husband came in. "I'm hungry," he complained. "Well," said his wife, "I don't have a thing in the house to eat but bread and milk." So she placed it on the table. Little Claus came down from the hayloft carrying his horse hide with him. He knocked on the door and asked, "Could I eat with you, sir? I'm very hungry." "Sure," replied the husband. "We have only bread and milk, but you are welcome." "Oh, that's all right," said Little Claus. "I have in this sack a magic horse hide. I'll get you all the food your table can hold just by rattling this hide." He picked up the sack, rattled the hide and said to the husband, "Open the oven and see." The husband was delighted. He found such a delicious banquet in the oven. After they had eaten all they could hold, the man asked Little Claus, "How much do you want for that magic hide?" "It's not for sale," replied Little Claus. "But I must have it," said the man. "I will give you a bushel of gold for it." The deal was made. Little Claus went home with his bushel of gold. But how could he be sure it was a full bushel? He had no bushel measure, so he went over to Big Claus and borrowed his. "Now," pondered Big Claus, "what could that poor man have enough to measure?" He decided to stick some glue in the bottom of the basket and find out. When Little Claus returned the bushel measure, sure enough there was gold stuck to the bottom. "Gold," muttered Big Claus. "Where did you get so much gold?" he asked. "Oh," answered Little Claus, "I sold my horse hide." So Big Claus killed all his fine big horses. Then he skinned them, dried the hides and took them to town. "Horse hides for sale," he cried, as he passed along the streets, but no one would buy them. He was angry then at Little Claus, and came to his house in the night to kill him, but Little Claus was sleeping in his grandmother's bed and the grandmother in his bed. When Big Claus came, he killed the grandmother in the night, believing it was Little Claus. When Little Claus awoke next morning, and found his grandmother dead, he was full of fear, lest the people of the town should think he did it. He dressed her in her best dress and bonnet, and set her up beside him in the wagon seat and went to town. When he arrived at the store, he went in to get warm. "Why don't you bring your grandmother in?" asked the merchant. "You ask her," replied Little Claus. "Speak loud to her, she's deaf. Won't you come in and get warm?" he asked her. She did not answer, so he called in a loud voice. She still did not answer. This angered the merchant, so he shook her by the shoulder. She fell to the ground and he saw that she was dead. He was frightened and ran to Little Claus in the store and cried, I've killed your grandmother. Please forgive me and don't tell anyone, and I'll give you 2 bushels of gold." So Little Claus took the gold and again borrowed the measure from Big Claus. Again Big Claus put glue in the bottom, and again he found gold. Rushing to Little Claus, he asked, "Where did you get this gold?" "Oh," replied Little Claus, "I sold my dead grandmother."
"You did?"
exclaimed Big Claus. "I have a grandmother. I shall sell her too. By morning she will be dead." Next morning he went down through the streets, calling dead grandmother for sale. The police arrested him for murder, but he got away and ran for Little Claus. "You've tricked me again. First you tricked me into killing my horses, then my old grandmother, but you'll never trick me again, because I'm going to drown you." He put Little Claus in a sack, took him on his back and started toward the river, but as he traveled along he heard sweet music from the church. He put the sack by the church door, then he went inside to hear the music. An old man passed by the sack and Little Claus hears him say, "I've got a lot of cattle but I wish I were dead. I'm old and I'm tired and I'm lonely." Little Claus called out from the sack, "Trade places with me. Then you will be dead. What can I do with all my cattle? I'm driving them to market."
"I'll take them," answered Little Claus.
The man got into the sack and gave Little Claus all the cattle, and Little Claus drove them home. In the meantime, Big Claus came out of the church, took the sack to the river and said, "Goodbye, Little Claus. You'll never trick me again." As he reached home, he saw many fine cattle at Little Claus' place. He went over and was startled to see Little Claus. "Where did you come from, and where did you get all those fine cattle?" he asked.
"Oh," answered Little Claus.
"I got them at the bottom of the river. They are river cattle, and there are many of them at the bottom of the river."
"Oh," answered Big Claus, "I want some. Will you please throw me into the river so I can get some cattle?
Put a stone in the sack so I will surely sink to the bottom." Little Claus did just that, and as Big Claus sank to the bottom, Little Claus chuckled, "I'm afraid he won't find any cattle there." Then Little Claus drove home and lived in peace ever after.